Are you ready? Welcome to Radio Grognard King Size, the OSR podcast with more stuff, with your host, Glenn Hallstrom.
Hiya, folks. Old Man Grognard here. Hope you're all doing well. It's a nice day. Well, yes, OSR games and earlier editions of things like D&D are more deadly than the current edition. But you want to make it a little less deadly? Stick around, you'll find out. All right.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Here's the deal. Now, a lot of people, I don't know, this is kind of like a bug feature thing, because some people think it's a bug. People play the current edition, and the people who play the OSR, people who have been converted, think it's a feature, which means stat pluses. Okay, get to that in a minute. Games like Osric, Basic Fantasy, White Box, things like that. Yes, it's more deadly because let's take a look. I just have my copy of White Box, Fantastic Medieval Adventure game here. I've also got some Swords and Wizardry right box hanging around here, but I think it's probably the same thing. Okay, your stats. This is how to make the game a little less deadly. Just a little. Not enough where it's going to, spoil the fun. But if you look at White Box, and just for an example, if you look at attribute bonuses, if you have a stat from 3 to 6, it's low, you're -1 on those kind of rolls. For 7 to 14, 0. And 15 to 18, +1. That's it. That's one of the reasons why it's so deadly. Or at least people think it's deadly. Here's the thing. Yes, you are going to be struggling for a few levels until you get those numbers up as far as like hit points, hit dice, because Lord knows in the OSR, you do not get any more stat bonuses. So what's a character to do? What a character should do, and the GM should allow this, is look for small magic items. Not even look, just like as a GM, you can award them. I mean, I remember in the day, I've been in games in the day, and I think there's a few GMs who still do this. I've done it on occasion. That I remember one guy, he said, he goes through every player and says, okay, your character gets a gimme. And he's got like a list of stuff. And he'll say like roll a d20 or whatever. And they'll roll it and say, okay, you get a +1 tabard or something like that. You get a plus, the other than the character he rolls it, you get a +1, shillelagh or rod or something like that would lower your armor, well, in this case, lower, make your armor class better. And you give another guy, he says, okay, you've got this sword that gives you, it's a +2 sword, gives you pluses to hit. Okay, fine, that's not defense, but it lets them hit harder and things like that. These are all, the mage rolls, he gets a wand of, magic missiles that are got like, roll it again. Okay, he's got 5 charges. Okay, this is the kind of stuff that gets you by. If you have lousy stats, if you have things that are bad like this, you need to get things to compensate for it. And as GMs out there, new GMs, I always encourage you to make these things available or easy to get to get. Maybe their first adventure, their patron gives them this stuff, you know, a few things, not anything to, you know, to ruin the game or anything, but, and you're not making them a tank, but it gives them a little better than average chance of surviving a serious encounter. I mean, no, you know, I'm not telling you to pull your punches on monsters and other things like that. What I'm saying is you don't pull the punches on the monsters, you beef up the characters. Just beef them up a bit. That's all you have to do. I mean, I'm looking at some of the monsters here. And fortunately, this game, I'm looking at White Box again. Fortunately, it does the old swords and wizardry, gives you ascending and descending armor class. All right, here's one. Bugbear. Armor class 5 or 14 if you're going ascending. Hit dice 3 plus 1. That means you roll 3d8s plus 1. And it gives you attacks. He's got the, if it doesn't say more than one attack, they only have one attack. They can surprise opponents, but it doesn't tell you, you know, what that is. If you're doing a surprise roll, if they're doing on a d6, okay, he'll surprise them on a 6 on a d6. You might want to make it a 5 or 6 or something like that. But the point is, armor class 5, that's about at least half of what the characters have, or double what the characters have. Characters have half of it, okay, right? So you give them something like Braces of Defense AC, 3, or I'm thinking let's go ascending for a minute. Give them Braces of Defense AC 12, which translates to an AC of 8 in descending armor class. Or give them Braces of Defense AC of 7. You know, the bugbear still has an AC of 5. So that means, yeah, they're vulnerable, but they got a better chance of surviving the attack. And that's the whole point. That's the whole point right there. Another buff I might give them, a minor buff, would be pluses on their initiative. Yeah, give them a plus 1 on their initiative. Because Lord knows, I've had more games than I can think of where I ran that the characters, they win an issue of the first round or their host. And that happens all the time. It still happens. You're never going to get the, unless they've got like a lot of levels under their belt, they're never going to be able to take on like a red dragon right away, because right here, okay, red dragon's got an AC 2, and the hit dice are a 9 to 11. By the way, let me state for the record that I do like static damage, okay? And things like that, which these games do not have, that's a current edition thing, but it would probably benefit for doing that. I almost want to go through this book and put static damage for, or whatever book I use, Basic Fantasy, Hyperborea, whatever, and go through and take a pencil and, okay, static damage for this, because you can tweak that. It's easier to tweak on the monsters if you don't want, you want to use static damage, you want to differentiate them. Mike over Sly Flourish came up with a real good idea. He said, take your static damage, subtract 3 and roll a d6. And that's their damage. So that gives them some variation. But the point I'm saying is there's going to be some sickly ones. There's going to be some really strong ones. And hopefully they won't run into that. But to get them to a point where it's like they will win initiative the majority of the time. You know, don't ever let them do it all the time, but the majority of the time. See, that gives them a little edge. That gives them a little edge no matter what the game system is, it'll get them a little edge on those beginning levels that'll make a difference. It'll make a difference. Now, I'm not saying you're not going to, you know, you're not going to, you know, the wizard may still die because he has 2 hit points. Or you may have a TPK or something. It's going to happen. But what you're doing is cutting down the percentage of it to happen. And that's where the, that's why these games are, one of the reasons why these games are fun. Because, yeah, they're deadly. But player characters, characters with the G and the GM can do things to mitigate that. And that's what you got to think about. You know, go ahead and, you know, go, you know, guns ablazing with your monsters. But if they're prepped enough, if they've got a little slight edge, that's all they need. You know, I've seen victory pulled out of the jaws of defeat with first level characters before, just because they had something that was a little better this time and hit a little harder to take the opponent out. So that's the kind of thing you think of, that you kind of think of. Play these deadly games. Don't worry. You know, don't let your players worry. It's, you know, they should be in good hands. Anyway, I got to go start my day. So if you guys want to talk to me about this or anything else, oldmangrognar@gmail.com or drop me a voicemail on Spotify for Podcasters. We are funded. So as little as 99 cents a month, you too can help support this program. I would thank you. And if you want to do a single donation, you can go to my Ko-fi page, ko-fi.com/oldmangrognard, or my PayPal tip jar, paypal.me/oldmangrognard. Let me thank these people who do give to me monthly. Juan Carlos Llewellyn, Gilbert Soares, Benjamin Brodell. Thank you very much, guys. For other good podcasts, Dan Gregg's The Jung, Y-U-N-G, Jung Grognard Podcast, Kevin at the Red Caps Podcast, Daniel Norton's Bandits Keep Podcast, Randy and Joe, The Biggest Geekest Podcast, Big John Allen Large's The Red Dice Diaries, and my friend Eric Tankar's Tavern Chat. So, until I see you folks next time, keep the dice warm, and I'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.
You got questions? You got comments? Send them to oldmangrognard@gmail.com. Tune in next time when Radio Grognard King Size is on the air.